You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, Wordsmith.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
I feel like I can hear a little bit of background noise. You're obviously out and about.
I am. I'm on a street in Parnell.
But still bringing us a word.
I am. I am a committed wordsmith.
What word are we getting this week?
So last week, I promised you a positive word.
Oh, yes.
I have delivered. The word magnanimous, which I think is a really beautiful word and also has a great sort of meaning. And I feel like we can all try to be a little bit more magnanimous in our day-to-day lives. It means to be generous or forgiving, especially towards a rival or less powerful person. So you might be a just and magnanimous leader, or someone might be described as being magnanimous towards their enemies. So, yeah, to be like tolerant and forgiving in response to an insult, and just kind of letting go and not being resentful or vindictive.
I feel like,
A really great word.
I feel like magnanimous in defeat is one I've encountered before.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's just, I think it's something that I feel like I always try to be more of. It has an interesting origin as well, so a Latin origin, combining magnus, which means great, and animus, soul. So, which I thought was quite like a beautiful sort of origin of the word. So, magnanimous.
Lovely. A word that we can aspire to be as well as aspiring to use.
Rather than these words that I keep on bringing you with all these negative connotations of how to describe people we don't like. Magnanimous instead is something that's a little bit more positive. So,
Thank you, Wordsmith, for bringing us our word of the week.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.